Parshas Baaleicha starts the parshas in Sefer Bamidbar that seem to be full of chatorim. Misaynanim and the bricha from Har Chariv and the Meraglim and Bechulu. I think it was Maisa with the Kotzker, I think it was. And once we saw, one of his chassidim was a little bit down. So he says, what's going on? So he says, always when you get to this part of the year, this beginning of the summer, it's always depressing just to read through all these parshas. Chet after chet after chet. So Kotzker told him, he says, halavai that our mitzvahs would be like their averis. Just to appreciate what their averis was, you can't really understand what it is. I'll just give a mashal maybe from Achon, the beginning of Yeshua. So it says that Achon, the Yerichoi, they made a chirim that nobody should take anything from Yerichoi. And Achon, one person in all of Klal Yisrael, hundreds of thousands of people, one person took something. Took a few things, three things, I think it says that he took. And Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Yeshua, he says, Chotu Yisrael, Vegam Gonvu, Vegam Somu Bekileim, Vegam Kochashu. Sounds like all the Klal Yisrael did something wrong. It's only one person of hundreds of thousands. And the Torah makes a whole deal about it. The Kilu as if the Gansa Klal Yisrael, which it happens to be, first of all, you see from the Achrayis that everybody has, the fact that one person can do such an Avera is a tain on everybody. And Klal Yisrael would be like Rishol Slanter would say, if we're Mechal Zekiris, though in Paris, Eid is not going to be Mechal Shabbos. Everybody, Klal Yisrael, Reim Zelzen, everybody's kashur to each other. And the more worm is Chazik, the more it affects other people as well. But you also see that the way that the Torah refers to a chet, somebody on such a high dargo, Klal Yisrael, they all got flack for what one person did. You can see by Reuven, it says that V'yishkav is... It says that that Kilu, as if he did something wrong, and we know that that wasn't the Maisa Bechlal. So the way that the Torah describes it is, in our eyes, it looks like something that we can't imagine how it's shaykh that door could do something. But Mitzad Sheni, it's really, it's because of the godless that it was looked at as a chet. Had they not been so tremendous, had they not been such a dark, then Erech Haim wouldn't be such a chet. What happens to me that one of the things that we say when we daven for Geshem is Allah Sela, I think it's in Bayashanis. Allah Sela Hoch Vayotu Mayim. One of the things we say is Moshe Rabbeinu hit against the Sela, that's a Kaddish Baruch Hu Lamanoy Al Timna Mayim. No, it's in Berachas Geshem. We're asking Kaddish Baruch Hu, Vizchus Moshe Rabbeinu that hit Allah Sela Hoch Vayotu Mayim. What's the pshat? L'chari that was a chet, it wasn't a. Klapi Os, it's a mitzvah, that's what I'm saying. Klapi Os, on that darga. It's we can look at it almost as a mitzvah. But, interestingly enough, the Marsha in Kufta Zayin, on Shabbos, Daf Kufta Zayin, he says, what's the pshat? What's the pshat that all these avirus happened? So he says it all started from the fact that he left Har Chariv. He says, V'yusu mehar Hashem. And he says that Har Hashem is always referred to as the Mokhama Mikdash, as Har Hashem. Har Sinai is always referred to as Har Chiriv or Har Sinai. It says Har Elikim. Har Hashem is really the Mokhama Mikdash. So over here it says, Yisu mi Har Hashem. So Chazal Darshan that they were sorrow mi Achari Hashem. They were sorrow from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, that's why all the Averis happened. All the various happened because they left the Har Hashem. Because they left, he says that Har Sinai was like to Beis Medrash, says the Marshal. And really, when they left the Beis Medrash, it was already a Sakana. And all the things were able to happen. The Shmira that a person has when he's in the Beis Medrash is a different level. If you say it's a Teva, if Hutner would say, we find in the Torah that there's two Vinyanim that Klal Yisrael Mitzvah that people were Mitzvah to build. One of them is the Teva, and one of them is the Mishkan. He says, what's the difference between the Teva and the Mishkan? The Teva, you go inside, not specifically because you have anything inside that you have to do, rather because you don't want to be outside. A Mishkan is not because you don't want to be outside, it's because when you go inside, you're in a solid. Two different types, that's every building really. It's either one of two reasons why a person goes into the building, either because he wants to save himself from something outside, protect himself from the outside, or nothing to do with that. He just wants, there's something inside that he has to do. A Beis Medrash is both. A Beis Medrash, he says, is both a Teva and a Mishkan. It's the place where a person goes to protect himself from everything that's going on outside, and it's the place that a person goes to be misaleh. In the base, Medrash is the where a person is misaleh, and a person can feel it. A person really feels that he's disconnected from the world. You go outside, it's like a revelation. Not that you didn't forgot what's outside. When you're in the Beis Medrash and you're with the Erlam is learning, it's you're cut off, you're disconnected to a certain extent, and if you allow yourself to be disconnected, that is, and you're able to rise above the everything else that's going outside, and disconnect and rise above everything. It's that's really what the Beis Medrash is. Mainly, the importance of always having a Beis Medrash, whether you're learning in yeshiva, you're learning a kollel, or you're not. But always to have that chabur, to always have that. Certainly, every person should make their house into Beis Medrash also. Right? It says anybody that doesn't have Torah at night is going to be chas v'chalilo. What it says about it, everybody should have a makom in their house that should be turned into Beis Medrash also. But there's a special inyan of going to the Beis Medrash. Leibim Meheri Mishtakach, it says somebody is Leibim Beis Medrash, Leibim Meheri Mishtakach. It's a different masav when a person is Beis Medrash. It's not just that the learning is better, he's also connected. He's more shamur. He's also, when you're part of something, when you're part of a chabura, when you're part of a oilam, it protects a person. And many people, they learn by themselves in the corner, they learn by the... But there is a special shmira of being part of Beis Medrash, and certainly, afterwards, a person leaves kollel, certainly to have, there's people that they... Dafka, that they have a chabura at night seder. It's not just that they learn with chabura, so they have to... You have a chabura of guys learning together. It's also that the echus of the limud is better when a person has a chabura. It's more of a machayev, it's more of a... You have to say chaburas, you have to say that they're learning together. It's not just that you're davening up whatever it is that you're davening up. It's much more machayev, and that's the importance of always maintaining a chabura and a Beis Medrash is of utmost importance. I would think that the mashmoyis is that the chatoim, all the chatoim that happen, or that are mentioned in the Torah, in the end of the parsha, were also l'chor after they left Har Sinai, which was the last thing that the parsha talks about is Baal Yitzchak. In Baal Yitzchak is Miriam. Miriam spoke against Moshe Rabbeinu, which I think some of the just mivar what the chet was. What did Miriam do wrong? L'chora, Pasha says that she said that Moshe Rabbeinu was purged from his wife. However, that can't be the problem, because then Sipur would have gotten Taras. How did Miriam know, Bechlal, that Moshe Rabbeinu was purged? Because when Eldad and Medad were in the Snap of Machane, Sipur said, Oyvei, that their wives, I hope that they're not going to be purged, they're not going to be purged from their wives, like Moshe, my husband, was purged from me. And Miriam was standing there, and she overheard, so she knew that Moshe Rabbeinu was purged. So why didn't Zipporah get Taras? The Taras is that wasn't the Lashon Hara. The Lashon Hara, that which she said that he was purged, that wasn't Lashon Hara. The purged was that she said, she equated Moshe Rabbeinu to them. What did she say? She said, Vayemru harak ach b'moyshe diber Hashem, halei gam banu diber v'ishma Hashem. That was the chet. Chet was, we're also Nevi'im. The Rebbeinu Shlomo also speaks to us. We were in Perish. What happens that Moshe Rabbeinu was Perish? That was the fact that she said that the dargo of the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu was the similar to their dargo, so then you're already migaren in Moshe Rabbeinu's godless. His godless of Nevuah, his darg of Nevuah was higher even than the Ovis. The Ovis also weren't Perish. In Nevuah, Moshe Rabbeinu was Pel Pel Daber Boy Marvel Bechidus. Bechidus. Sim Hashem Yabit, Madurali Rasma Daber Moshe. Davdi Moshe. That there was no one that compared to Moshe Rabbeinu in Nevuah. The Mela, that was the chesaron that they were saying about him, is that we're also Nevi'im, and we weren't Perish. What's that? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu was that the Moshe Rabbeinu was Perish from his wife. The Shaila is, Lamaisa, what did she do wrong? She wasn't trying to speak derogatorily about him. She wasn't trying to, she put her life on the line to save his life a few years back, 80 years beforehand. She was the one that made sure that he was okay. She's the one that... Who's going to be ma'ur if not her? She was the be'er mind for 40 years in the midbar was b'schus her. She was tremendous. what did she do wrong? The Maisa, L'chur, she had a good time. She had somebody that. And the answer is that, says Rabbi Yeruchim, that even if she didn't understand, but Moshe Rabbeinu was a Gadol Ador. Pel Pel Dalber Boy, Moshe Rabbeinu was a Gadol Ador. And even if you have a, you don't understand, you have no right to speak against the Gadol Ador. You have no right to speak against Moshe Rabbeinu, whoever it is, the Gadol Ador. And even if a person doesn't understand, even if a person thinks they have a good time, even if a person thinks that they understand, we're also Nevi'im. Lamaisa, we are also Nevi'im. Aaron was a Navi, and Miriam was a Miriam Nevi'im. They were both Nevi'im. And they, Lachura, understood better than anybody else. And nevertheless, they weren't Perish. Avraham Avinu wasn't Perish. Yitzchak, Yaakov, they weren't. What's up is that Moshe Rabbeinu was Perish. Lachura was better than the Avis. Moshe Rabbeinu was better than the Avis. How could it be? The answer is that you don't speak against the God Ladar. Says Rabbi Yeruchim, you don't speak against the God Ladar, even if you don't understand them, because their Hanhoga and their Havana is so much higher than we can possibly understand that you have no right to speak against them. And certainly that's a limit for us. And since we're not sure who the God Ladar is, so just make sure that we have to, there's everybody, that you have a suffix, Safa God Ladar Lachumra. But certainly the people that are looked at as the God Ladar, certainly never to be Mahar, a lot of times people, they don't know, if people would tell them, if people, they're not informed, they're not this, they're not that, and it would be different. If a person has to realize who they're talking about, the G'dolim have Havana and Asago that's way above anybody else. I go to a certain Vad, the Mashkech said, I don't understand, anybody that doesn't believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam, anybody that has Shalos, and go sit by Reb Chaim for a week. See what goes on in that house. How many nisim and how many whatever. There's things you can't explain. Things that are pashut. We have no musig of. We have a schus, tremendous schus, to be able to have such a person. In the, I don't know if we appreciate the schus, but to have such a person, who the Chazon Ish said about him, I think 60 years ago. Chazon Ish was very nifter, 67 years ago. The Chazon Ish said about him that he's the Rogachev of the door. That was how many years ago. Appreciate who the G'dolei Ador are. Appreciate, certainly, it's not just G'dolim, it's any Rav, not to be Maharach Rav. If you, I know better than him, so then he's not your Rav. But if he is your Rav, then not to be Maharach Rav. If somebody has a shadow, somebody has, that's it, that's what you do. I just heard a tremendous story yesterday. Somebody that grew up in a community of people that they did not learn in Kirill. It was Lehedia not learning Kirill. It wasn't just like, it's not just something that we do. Lehedia not learning Kirill. And by the time they're 16, 17, 18, they're already going to college, already. Kitzer, this person said that he decided he wants to go to Kirill. He wants to go to Kirill. And he told his father. Now, when the family heard that, everything exploded. It was like his uncles were calling him up, you'll be a part of my business. One guy tried bribing him, giving him a car, and everything. And the father says, you know what? Let me think about it. And he went and discussed it with his Rav. His Rav said that he should do it. He says, you're going to learn for 3 years. He says, what's going to be ever? I'll take care of the whole family. And he took the flak. We discussed it with the Rav, and that's what the Rav said. I'll take all the flak. I'll take everything that it is. This is what it is. This is what we decide to do. If it's the right thing to do, then we're going to do it. That's not what everybody does. Maybe that's different than if we ask Das Torah, certainly if we ask the God Lador, not to be Mahara Acharov, Afilu, Kemali Nimo.